Daf Yomi, today Sunday, today was Daf Kuf Mem Beis. We're going to start Daf, we learned the Mishnah on Kuf Mem Amud Beis. We learned the Gemara's Kasha. We'll go over the Gemara's Kasha on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Beis, where the Gemara, the first din of the Mishnah is that if a person died and he has Bonim, Bonos, and Tumtum, so he could push Dochen also from the Kavis. So the Mashmol says the Shakal Kabas, he gets Mizonos like a Bas. That's the Pashtus on Mishnah. He wants his Chelek and Yerusha like the Bonim, but he only gets Mizonos like the Bas, which is Mashma that he's a that the Mishnah is treating him like a Zohar, Sofik Nekeva. Hoktani Seifa, Yolda Tumtum in a Notel, that if a person says, if the Uber B'mei Ishti is a Zohar, Yitol Moneh, V'yim Nekeva, Titol Masayim, Yolda Tumtum in a Notel, which gives the implies that a Tumtum is a Bria B'fnei Atzma, not a Zohar, not a Nekeva. So it seems to be a steer in the Mishnah Gufa. So Abaye said, Dochen also the Ainlo. In other words, he taka the Mishnah holds the Jabir Bifnei Atzmo. He doesn't get Mizonos like a Nekeva. Dochen also eats on Nekevas, but he doesn't get like them either. He comes to the Schar because he wants a share in the Yerusha, and he doesn't get. For Rabbi Omar, Rabbi says, Dochen also the Yeshlo, he taka gets like a Nekeva, and the Tana of this Mishnah, the Seifa, holds the Seifa son, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who holds that, that in other words, the Seifa is Rav Shimon Gamliel who holds Tumtum as a Bria B'fnei Atzma, but the Reisha holds the Safik Zocha, Safik Nekeva. The Tzvan, we learned in the Mishnah in Temura, this is where Rav Shimon Gamliel says his din. Yolda Tumtum Andreganis, you know, the person said the Uber, the Behema, if it's a Zocha, should be an Oila, if it's a Nekeva, should be a Shlomim. Yolda Tumtum Andreganis, a Tumtum for an Andreganis. Shemigam the Elohim marrying Kedusha Chol Alayin at all, because they're both Brios Bifnei Atzmon. So that's treating an Andreganus like a Tumtum like a Brios Bifnei Atzmon also, and that's from Shemigam the Elshita. Meisvei, more now is in Kashan Abaye, that the whole Mishnah holds like that, that the Tumtum is a Brios Bifnei Atzmon. Tumtum Yerish Keben is a Brisa that says as follows. Tumtum Yerish Keben, the Nizoyim Kibas. Now, you know, sometimes like this and sometimes like that. Bishlam al-Rabba, who holds that the Tumtum Taka gets like a Bas in the Reisha of the Mishnah, because the Tumtum is a Sofik Zachar, Sofik Nekeva. So Yorish Keben, but a Chosim Uwatim, because that's the least, that's like Yodor HaTachtona. So if it's a Chosim Uwatim, he gets like a Ben, meaning they get the daughters get first, and he has to be Chayzer al-Apsachim. And Nizoyin Kabas ben Chosim Merubin, because that's Mamish treating him with Yodu Al HaTachtoina, and he's a Sofik Zocha, Sofik Nekeva. El Abaye, my Nizoyin Kabas. He should never get like a Bas, he's a Bria B'fnei Atzma. Now, there's an assumption that the Braisa holds like the Mishnah. In other words, there certainly is a Manti Omar that a Tumtum is a Sofik Zocha, Sofik Nekeva. Abaye was only talking about what the Mishnah holds. What's the kasha from the Braisa? So the Rishonim asked the kasha, and they talk about it. The Rishonim are bothered by this. What? It's talking about the Braisa. What?
They're both stam, so
don't they have to try it? No. The Gemara says, according to Rob, it's not so great either. If Nizan Kabas means he taka gets like a bas. L'rova mayorish keben. What do you mean sometimes he gets like a ben? If it's talking about like nechosim, nechosim uatim, so then ben's not yorish at all. Ella means roi li resh veinlo. He's treated like a ben, but veinlo, he doesn't have poyel yerusha, because the bonos get it. So hachanami, you could say roi li zain veinlo. So you can, that could be the interpretation of the Braisa, like Abaye, just like it has to be that way according to Rav also in a different phrase. Roy Lirash has to mean, Yorish Keben has to mean Roy Lirash Ve'enlo, so Lizan Kabas could mean Roy Lizan Ve'enlo. Okay, now we go weiter. The Mishnah said, if a person says, Why did the Mishnah pick that he's giving more money to his daughter. The member of the Bas Adifalemi Ben, that, and it's proper, and it's, the father should see to it, and he should have more concern for the daughter and for the son. And the daughter Yarish from Simcha Kadosh Baruch Hu Molei Alav Evra, it either means that he stopped trying for Furuvu, or it means it's a simon that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Molei Alav Evra, because you see he didn't have a ben. Shenemar Vavaytem is Achlos Olavito, Vavaytem is from the Lashon Evra, which is the Lashon Kas. That's the drash. I mean, Avora the Lashon Evra, Shenemar Yerveva Ayoy Mahu. The Morian says Linya Yerusha Bein Odeflay. The father wants it, it's better, it's the Ratzon Hashem, and it's the Ratzon of the father, and he should have a son to Yarish him, to be Orish him. That's a continuation of the line of the money he earned. The daughter gets married, it goes to the husband's line of the family. So Linya Yerusha Bein Odeflay, but Linya Arvach, when it comes to giving Parnosa, that the daughter needs money, Bito Yadifalay, because she, you know, it's a bigger problem. If she doesn't have money, it's harder for her to find work. She's not going to go around knocking on doors asking for parnosa. So he wants to give the daughter more money. Shmuel Omar, maybe a ben is better, stronger, closer to a person, even than your parnosa. But v'hocha b'mavakeres askinon, it's the first child. So that's reflected in the fact that he wants to give her more money. He can the armory, what's better, what's the minyof labonim? The marbi alacha, because she helps the mother take care of the children. He can the armory, lo shalta b'ayin abisha. You know, people, she had a daughter first. People are not so jealous of him. Amrav chista lo didi, if he asks me, but also not differently with me. I'm better off having daughters. You can pick your son-in-laws, one shot is, but you can't pick your sons. Bibai Yosei Mohamani Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that, we'll see it in a moment, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Parnassas Habas is more choshev than Parnassas Haben. Hey Rabbi Yehuda, Elam Rabbi Yehuda the Bakol, who darshans Bakol by Avram Avinu, the Tanya, the Hashem Berichas Avram Bakol, Rabbi Meir Roy Meir Shalai Yoloi Bas. There would have been a problem, who's he going to marry, or off to, better off not having had a daughter. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shalai Yoloi Bas, Ubakol Shema, she had all the milas. And so Rabbi Yehuda holds that that rounded out Avram Avinu Shleimus. No, what does one thing have to do with the other? The Gemara says, Eimer the Shabbos Hayde Rabbi Yehuda Debrat the Nami Lechazrech Mona Lavram. Now Difam Mi Ben Mi Shabbos Leib. But where do you see that Rabbi Yehuda would hold that to the father Abbas is Adif and he would give him more money? Elohar Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya Mitzvah Lozenes Abonois. This is after their infants, mamish. So there's a mitzvah, lozenes abonis, called the chayim lebonim. It's only a mitzvah. There's no technical chiyuv to be made in your children after a certain age. So mitzvah lozenes abonis and called the chayim lebonim. Laski b'toyra, dibi Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Meir mitzvah lozenes abonim, but called the chayim lebonis. The loy letazla. As we said before, it's a bigger hashpola for them to have to look for money, and therefore it's more choshev to make sure that they're provided for. Elohad Tanya. Now the Gemara is examining a brisa in light of the way we explain the Mishnah. Elohad Tanya, that if a person says, Yod a zocher in a keva, a zocher noito. Wait, so what do you say? The Gemara is going to examine the case. Yod Zohar in a Keva, we're going to figure out the case. The Braisa says, Yod Zohar in a Keva, a Zohar Noito Shisha Dinrim, six Dinrei Zohav, that a Keva Nitele Shnei Dinrim. So the Zohar gets a Monev a Chetzi, and then a Keva gets a Chatzi Monev. But my, what's the case? What are the numbers that were used to reach such a result? Amar Rav Ashish, Amit L'Shmaitzei Kaima D'Rav Kaina, in the Sares. In other words, he said that he changed around his words, like Lamafreya. He changed them around. He changed around the order. The Omar, he said Zochar Tchila Mosayim. If she has a Zochar, the Zochar gets Mosayim. When the Keva Achrab Loiklo, Okay, the kaima tchila mona zocher achre hamona. In other words, if there's twins, then they'll get 200 zuz. But if the zocher's first, he gets the whole 200. And if the nekeva's first, they split it 100-100. Yolda zocher nekeva, the lo yadinan heminayon nafik ration. So zocher shakel mona mimon of shach, because he either came out first and is entitled to 200, or he came out second and he's entitled to 100, so he gets 100. And that's how you end up with the result that he gets a mona and a half, and the daughter gets a half a mona. Now we're going to examine another braisa and figure out the case. What's that? If we're talking about again, he said mosayim, mona, if this, if that. So how do you end up that if you hold the zocher nekeva, ain't lo ela mona? Amar avina b'mavasrein. We're not talking about he meant to give the present to the child that's born, but he meant to give it to the person who calls him up with the mazel tov. The Tanya, this is the braisa by Arichus. Amavasreini b'menifta rachmashalish. It doesn't have to mean the firstborn. It could mean a birth. In zachar, if he tells me she gave birth to a zachar, if that's the basura, ito mona, meaning the person that told me the news gets a mona. Yoda zachar, im zachar, if it's a zachar, ito mona, so yoda zachar, no ito mona. Okay? In the cave of mona, yoda in the cave, no ito mona. Im zocher mona bin the keva mona, yolda zocher neidel mona, yolda ne keva neidel mona. Yolda zocher une keva, so you might think he gets 200, no. Ein lo ela mona, that's the case. Yolda zocher une keva, ein lo ela mona. That's all the father meant to give. Lo zocher une keva lo yomar. In other words, he talked about a zocher, he talked about a nekeva, he didn't talk about to'aymim. So maybe the guy shouldn't get anything. Yomer Nami, Hitaka said, in zocher nekeva, Nami yitl mone. Elo mutei mai. So, I mean, if he said he gets a mone if this, if he gets a mone if that, and he gets a mone if that, so then, what was he saying? He gets a mone no matter what. Why do you have to split up the cases for it? That if he tells him the news that there was a stillborn, he doesn't get anything. That's not called a birth that the father meant to be to give away the matana. Who the amalele divisu? Person said to his wife, "Nechosai lahaid the ma'abrit." My nechosim, either in a kinyan or it's a shchivmara, my nechosim are to the uber, to the fetus that you're carrying. That's a famous halacha. That's going to be this sugya. That so Rav Huna holds on the zakel uber loikana because he's loybol yoyl. Eiser Rav Nachman and Rav Huna. Oimer yolda im yolda shi zocher yitol mona yolda zocher noitol mona. What? Yeah. Amalei mishno seinu any of the amishana. Rav Huna at first said we'll see the whole sugya here. He says, Taka doesn't make sense because Mazakala Ubaloikana, and so I don't understand. Why would he get Taka the money? So now we're going to go through a bunch of possibilities. Vilay Malay Rabbi Meirhi, Yamadomakna Dabashaloy Bolayolam, Amor, the Shabbos Layla Rabbi Meir, Ludovar Shiyeshna Bolayolam. That the koine, that you have to have a real lebedik a koine, so the dover sheina boilam mishamas later, that should also be good. So the Gemara holds for dover poshut that even like Rameya, that's no good. Belay malay Rabbi Yosihi the Omer uber kani. We find the Farish in a Mishnah we're going to have now that Uber has a kinyan. The Tanan, I'm talking about now, a Kohen died and his wife, those children. Now, Abde Kohuna, Abde Kohen could eat Truma, they belong to a Kohen. But the problem here is that there's an Uber also. And the Uber has a chalik, if the Uber has a chalik in the Avodim too, so that presents a problem, either mitzad, that an Uber has no koyach l'hachil b'truma, yolud ma'achil, she'enu yolud enu ma'achil, either that, or he's poshut azar, he doesn't become a koyach until he's born. Since he's b'me'ei zara, he's in the womb, not of a kohana, kohanas, so he's a zar until he's born. So Rabbi Yossi says Uber Koni. Why? Because it says in the Mishnah Uber Poisel, he doesn't let the Abodim eat Truma. They know Uber Poisel that they can't eat Truma anymore. They know Michael, and he can't let, he doesn't allow the mother to eat. If the mother has to eat Truma, if the mother wants to eat Truma because she has a child from a Kayan, and the Kayan died, and she has a child, so she can eat Truma. But not if it's an Uber, not a child, not a born child. So that's Uber Poisel. He doesn't let the Avodim eat Truma because of the share that he owns. They know Michael, but he doesn't let his mother eat Truma if he is the child of a Kayan. For that you need a Yolud Machel. Dibur Rabbi Yosi. Rabbanim, you see, the Uber has a share in the Yerusha. So you see, he has a kinyan. So the Gemara answers, "Shiny Yerusha bo meileh." I never said an Uber can't own money. Since Yerusha is meileh, an Uber can own money, but you can't make a mice a kinyan. Can't transact with an Uber. Okay. Getting back to the Mishnah, v'lei meileh. So Huda says, "I can't figure out our Mishnah. V'lei meileh brichah ben breikahi. Gama loishna Yerusha loishna matana. If you say a beloshim matana beloshim Yerusha." You can give away, you can change around, let's say, the Yerusha, you can, not to say, you can give more or less. The Tanah, the Bihar, the Brick, Imrim, Omar, Al Misha, Roy, the Yerusha, Dvorv, Kayom. And so the Gemara thought that is mamish like Yerusha. It works like Yerusha, so it could work. So if an Uber can be Yorish, you can get this also. Aim of the Shabbat, the Bihar, the Brick, the Dabashash, the Boilam, the Dabashash, the Boilam, the Yomar. It's carrying it a little too far. If we have a svara that even if you're like a mayor, but not lidov or shaloi boli yoylem, so that would hold true. Even if Rabbi Chaim ben Breker never said about Uber, he just said it works with the mechanics of Yerusha, but it's taka kinyan, so Uber can't be kainim. Okay, the lame of Rabbi Chaim ben Breker, the sabala Rabbi Yosi, that an Uber can be yoyrish. In other words, if we know for sure that Rabbi Yechanan holds that because Yerusha is Mamela, so then an Uber is Kaina, so then it would be logical to say that since what Rabbi Yechanan ben Breker learned out from the Pasuk is that you can create your own tzinor of Yerusha, so even though the act is an act of giving it, and it's a matana, but since you learn it out from the Pasuk that it's Yerusha, so if you hold an Uber, it could be Yerusha, an Uber should get this too. And later we have a case to the Mishnah to go right. The Moses says, "Me aim at the Sabbath." You can't just say that Rabbi Chaim ben Breker holds like Rabbi Yosi. You have the right to say it. Okay. The Lay Malay, you know, what does the Mishnah say? What's the big kasha? That the Mishnah says if she's born, she taka gets it. So, the Lay Malay ben Vasreini, just like we made the Brisa talk about not the child, but someone who tells the news. So here also the Mishnah is not talking about the Uber, but it's talking about the Mavaser, the person that says that the child was born. If the only Yerush is a Tumtum, Hareu Yerush is a Koil, Ibn Mavasreini, if it's talking about that he said he's going to give a Matono to the Mavaser, Yerush Mayabidate. So what does it have to do? Like Mapidom, we're talking about that the vlad would be Yerush the Nitzayot. So we're not talking about the Mabasar, we're talking about the father gave a present to the child, and then it says, I mean, the Yerush Elohu, he gets it. Okay? The Lay Malay Bishayolda, that when the father gave the Matana, the child was born already. In other words, there's no hechrich in the Mishnah that the child's an Uber still. It could be when he made the matonim, Yolda Ishti, So she could be she gave birth already. He just doesn't know if it's a zachor or a nekeva. Okay? So you have no right. So you don't have such a big cash on the Mishnah. You don't have a cash at all. Since it was born already, it's not a number. Yachi the Tani Sefer. The Imam Markoma said, Tele Ishti, Yito. I raise a Yito, the Tumtum gets it, Tosha Tele, Tosha Yodami Boyle. So the Russian Mishnah doesn't allow such a pshat. The Lamele, the Omalik Shetele, the Gemara thought maybe that helps. That even if it doesn't help, we're on Daf Kuf Mem Beis Amud Aleph now, which is today's Daf, Sunday's Daf. Maybe if you're machmer to an Uber, it's no good. But if you say lechetelet, it is good. The Gemara answers, no. Rabuna lechaymei, the Yom Rabuna af lechetelet loikona. Yom Rab Nachman amzak alubu loikona. Lechetelet kona. If you speak out lechetelet kona. Rabuna amach lechetelet loikona. Rav Sheshu shabarechazet lechetelet kona. Rav Sheshu pops up. And there's a very clear shita that a mizrak could be kind of mizrak a little kana. So you don't even need lechatele. Amar Rav Sheshu ben Amina loya the Tanya Gershon Meis who bizbizu Yisrael as mechasov, and then the Shomer Sheyesh loy right it because it's hefker whoopi. Then the Shomer Sheyesh loy ben Yisrael Sheshu to Muberis and he has a Yerush. Kayoba Mahakzir, you know, sorry, everybody has to bring it back. Sorry. Zir, I call the old brought it back. And then Vahagach Shamu Shemez Benoy Aisha Pila Ishtoi. So someone, what about same seats? They get everything back. Maybe same seats. So the Gemara says no. Hesek Vishniya Kana, where we shine away Kana. The Kenyan that was made by the first one, by the first ones, when they heard, and one of the cases, and that's the one we're interested in, is Shavu Shishtu Muberes. And their opinion was no good, even though ultimately she was Mafil and it was never born. Now, these are the Baita Ubuloi Koni, Lamulu Akzuka Mishniya, Pachzikulu Chadu Zimna. So the Uba never had it. If Uber like Kani, so then why do they have to be kainin again? You say they have to give it back, you could say he has a right to get it, it's not going to give it, it's not hefker. There's enough of a kinyan that it's not hefker, because it's going to be a yerush. But if he's not kainin now, so then when he ultimately dies, why don't you say that their kinyan, Mishasi was an Uber, helps up upon him, the guy be being kainin later, because they don't have to make a new kinyan. Rabbi Yerusha Bo Melel is shiny. That the Uber Mamish had it, according to everybody, so their opinion was meaningless. Rabbi Omar, Shiny Hosom, the refuse, Rafun, the Yodayamekar, they never meant to be kind, they didn't have Gemira's Das, because they thought maybe there's a Yoresh, so they never had Gemira's Das, and that's why their opinion was invalid. My Beinayu, Ike Beinayu, the Shomubu Shemes, the Low Mes, Tachakach Mes. Now, if you think this never happens, I remember cutting out of the obituary section of the New York Times once, where they ran a correction that they said, the correction was that they said yesterday that Mr. John Smith died, but he didn't die. And then the next day, they had a news that he died. And so I cut out, and it was very nice. Like, that's how much this case here. Shomobo Shemes, below Mace, and then Mace. So at the time, they were going with Das to make a Kenyan. On the other hand, the Uber was there. So if the reason is no Gemiras Das, they certainly were going with Das to make a Kenyan. But if the reason is because the Uber is kind of, then the Uber was kind of there also. He was alive at the time they made the Kenyan. Toshma was still in the sugya of Zchiel Uber. Tinuk ben Yomo Nochel Umanchil. He is a Bar Yerusha, and if he dies immediately, then he's manchil to his kroivim. So the Gemara is medayik ben yomechad in. So it's mashma uber lo that he's not a Yerush. That's what it's mashma. So the Gemara says no. Omer Rav Sheshes, that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case and a specific din. Which Rav Sheshes said it for a different reason. Rav Sheshes didn't say it for the reason of our Gemara. Rav Sheshes said it because the Gemara and Nida had a problem with the whole Mishnah. And what's the difference if he's Noichel or Manchel? If the case is that he died right away, so his brothers get the Yerusha anyway. It's like, what difference does it make that he's Noichel or Manchel, and if you say he's not Noichel at all, the brothers get the same share. So Rav Sheshes says this Ukimta, which we're using in our Gemara also. Omer Rav Sheshes, it means Noichel b'nichsei ha'ein, lahamchil lahachiv min ha'ov. The question is getting a Yerusha from a mother's, from the mother, that side of the family, and then he dies, and then it goes over to his brothers that are outside the Mishpachas Ein, Ochiv min ha'ov. So that is Dafka ben Yom Echad. He's a regular person. Why not? Those are the breaks. That's what happened. Abul Uber lo. But we learn out what we're going to see. But an Uber is not. An Uber is not Yoirish, the mother's Nechosim, Lagabe, that if he dies, it then goes to his prayer. My time, not to my inspiration. We have. If she dies, then we say he died first. And the din is, the real din is Eina Beis Yori Shasimoy Bekeder Baham Chila Achil Min Ha'ov. Okay, so that's the real din. Now, the member of the Umay Aspiratio for Adi Ubu Parchas Tlosif Rehusei, it gave three like shivers of a Mabra Avash, and he did have the Ozon of Halakoa, that it shakes and it moves around even after it's dead. Shema Parchasis. Okay, so that's one beer why Tinuk Yamechad Meichel Manchil, but not an Uber. Marbury to Rav Yosef Bishmei to Rabbi Omar, an Uber gets the Yerusha, and a Muberes that dies, even if she dies first and then the Uber dies, then the Uber is Yerush, and then he's Yerush it to his Kroivim. Could be. Why does the Mishnah talk about Tinuk Ben Yomo? Lomar Shememayit B'chelik B'chayra. Dafka Ben Yochid Abel Uber Lo. What does this mean? An Uber is not Mamayit Chelik B'chayra. Let's say there's two brothers and an Uber. So the Bechor gets the Bechorah share is makes believe there's two brothers. So if there's two brothers, you split the Yerusha into three parts. Let's say there's two brothers. And the Bechor, you split it into three parts, and the Bechor gets two parts, and the other brother gets one part. So here that there's an Uber, the Bechor gets his part, which is the Chelek Bechayra, because Lagabi the Chelek Bechayra, you make believe there's no Uber. And then the other part, they split the rest into three. But the Bechor's Bechora Chelek is determined as if there's two brothers, not as if there's three. That's what the Gemara says. My taima, the yoldu lo yom rachmona. You learn that from that pasuk. The yoldu lo yom v'yom anchilu is bonov. The yoldu lo ahuva basnua. So it has to be yoldu. Okay. Doma mabre grab yezu mishrei the rova. Ben shenoy lo lachav nifas hodiv. First of all, on him. My tzedek b'chayra. My taima, the yoldu lo yom rachmona. The whole echo, the surah masnu hachi, the medisa masnu hachi, and the mabrik rabbeza mishmei the rabba, the chorish and oil lacham is a soviv, and an oil pishnai. The chal is not in the chayra. My time a yakir of rachmono, the halas of the yakir. So he has to be alive when the father was alive. He can be born after the father's dead, you know. The guy could have left his wife pregnant with twins. He could have left two wives who were both pregnant. So you can have a bukhar that's born after his father dies. In other words, both are true. You're not Mamayit Chelek B'chayra unless you're alive when the father's alive, and you don't get Pishnayim unless you're alive when the father's alive. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yechon, Amazakal Ubaloy Kano. Yemtaino Mishno Seinu, Taka, what about that Mishnah? The one that Rabuna said, any idea of Mishnah? Hail the diet that Shavadam tried the Eitzel Benoit. This is a tremendous chiddush. According to the Rashbam, it's a super chiddush. But according to the Rashbam, it's still about a regular kinyan. And of course, we assume that you can't be makne lidog or shaloi boliyoyl. But if there's a certain previous das, and gemiras das, smichas das, then you could. That comes out according to the Rashbam. According to the others that are talking about a shchimra, it's not so schwer. You could say that by, since Adam Korob, died as Adam Korob, it's not tonight. So they have the second that the shchimra can give it even to a neighbor, so that he shouldn't go nuts, because that was the whole reason for the takrana of a shchimra. Amalei Shmuel, I've gone about the saw from Baghdad, cook Aikas in Ibe Asura, get me a minion together, and they will off Ban Payo on the Zakal Uba Kona. Milks on the Zakal Uba, white Kona. It's good thing you didn't do it. Okay, Benoi, though we saw maybe here, and Yerusha, which is Manela, maybe here. It's not the Zakal Uba that white Kona. Now, we're going to have a story. Ahud Yamu Advisu, the Chosai Levni, the Evi Loch Minech. I'm giving to your sons, the sons I have from you. Also break sheesh, an older brother, an older son came from a different wife. I'm alone. What am I? You know, what am I? Chop liver. I got him out heavy away. What about me? Hey. I'm alone. You know what? You could have like one of the sons. Zil Kanik, the Chadmi brought. Now they weren't kind of. Right? So that question is, where does that leave him, Lagabe, what the father gave him? How does Nagai like Kondo? Because they weren't even conceived yet. Forget about born. Dachati Lesnahu. Hi, is Kulat Natalia Mamokam Benaya? Does this young, this child, the Russian child, does this child have the Mokam, the Yerusha, does he get a share al Zematana also? Unless they have it with Tulu Mamokum Benaya. What's the Shaila? You say the father meant to be Makne Mashiach and he could have been Kainim. But he said, don't be kind of like, you know, like the Mokum said, like the Hamor's Kainim. He said, you could have a share like they have a share. They you can't have a share. Rabbi Yolam, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the Amri, they all said, these three people, is Kulak Latari Bamokum Benaya. He gets a share as a Matana besides the Yerusha. Rabbi Abu, Rabbi Hanina, Bar Kobi, Rabbi Yitzchak Navchot, the Amri, they said, let's Kulak Latari Bamokum Benaya. Amri Rabbi Abu, who was in the second group, Rabbi Yirmiyah in the first group, Hukra Kavasan, or Hukra Kavasaifa. Amri Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was in the first group, said, Pshita Dukhsa Kavasan like us. Kshishta Minaycha, we're older than you. Lav Zuchat HaKadosaycha, the Dardegi told you, you're younger. Amalei, Rabbi Abahu, who was in the second group, and was younger, apparently, said to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who was in the first group, Niti B'Kashazuz Italia Milsa, what are you pulling rank on me for? The time Italia Milsa, come on, we're Lamdonim, we're not afraid, we don't go with age, we're not going to show favoritism here. If it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Well, what are you telling me stories for? The time of telling me, so who's right? Who's tomorrow is right? You know, the time of my, what's like your reason? Zilagabi Rabovin, does Bartoniele. I explained it to Rav Oven. The Karkish Bei Reisha Bei Medushan, he nodded his head in agreement. Also, Rabbi Rav Yirmiyah went to Rabbi Oven. Amalei, listen, Ilu Amalei, Kinei Kachamar. Mikani? No. So here, saying he should be kind of like them is like saying Knika Chamor. We'll stop here.